Welcome to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. I'm your host, Amir Ali. On today's show, I have Big Brother 23's mastermind, Miss Tiffany Mitchell. You don't want to miss this. But before you do anything, make sure you subscribe and share this episode with a friend. God bless you, everyone.
What's up, world? Welcome to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. I'm your host, Amir Ali. I'm an opinionated fat boy from the west side of Detroit. I was groomed in Chicago and shaped in New York, but in my heart, Paris is home. Join me on my quest to get answers and gain clarity on a plethora of controversial topics, current events, and political issues. It's a lot going on in the world that I want to discuss, so please, take a listen and tell me your thoughts.
Tell me what's your thoughts on this?
Big Brother is a popular reality show where 16 strangers move into a house and compete for a chance to win $500,000. I had the pleasure of speaking with one of the contestants, Miss Tiffany Mitchell. I spoke with Tiffany right after Big Brother 23 ended, but I purposely held this episode until Black History Month because Derek, Aza, Kylan, Hannah, Xavier, and Tiffany made history with the Cookout Alliance. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Detroiter and the winner of America's Favorite Player from Big Brother 23, Miss Tiffany Mitchell. Thank you for coming to the show today, Tiffany.
You are so welcome, Amir. Thank you for inviting me. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being you. I am a big fan of Big Brother. Like, you laughing at me, but I'm just telling you, know, I'm a big fan of Big Brother. I watch Big Brother UK, Big Brother Australia, and Big Brother America.
Okay.
And for so many years, I used to always get frustrated when I would watch Big Brother and I either wouldn't see anyone that looked like me, or I would see one person that looked like me, or maybe two. Yeah. It was either one or two. And that was in, I think, one season we did have three. And so when I was, this season came on, I had just got finished watching Big Brother Australia. And it was a black winner, a guy named Marley, who won in Australia. And I was shocked. I was like, man, I was like, how can we get a black winner in Australia, but not in America that has more black people, right?
Yeah.
So when I saw this season of Big Brother, right? I know I'm interviewing you, but I'm talking for a minute.
No,
but
you understand. We're chatting. I love it.
Yeah. So I watched, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, hold on, you know, this isn't right. Like, what's going on, you know? And so when I watched it and I saw the different races, not just the black people, but we had Asians, we had Latina, we had Latinos, we had black people. And it wasn't just one and it wasn't just two. And it wasn't just a certain type of black person, you know, like I'm going to keep it real. Like it wasn't just the Beyoncés or the light skinned people. We had everybody, you
or
know,
the politically and black, correct black.
There you
know?
Go. Yes. Like it was Aza, totally different person from you. And then Hannah, you know, just totally different. And so I love that so much. So anyway, just so you can know how much I love Big Brother and how happy and overjoyed I am that the Cookout exists. What made you sign up for Big Brother?
Oh, I am a super Big Brother fan. I've been watching Big Brother for years. I started watching, I believe it was season 14, and which was the coaches season. And then I had to like stop watching because I wanted to know who all the returning players were. So I went back and watched every single season. I was supposed to be at work working. I clearly had my iPhone up on my desk with my headphones in. They were not wireless at the time. They were definitely plugged into the phone. And I was all in, like, oh. And when I started watching, I was at a friend's house and she was like, you don't know about Big Brother. She was like, you would love this. You would do great at this. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And so it's a social, you know, it's a social experiment. I love socializing. So I started watching. My son was young and I became a fan. expand. And then it became something that I could actually see myself doing. Then one day, 2020, I said, you know what? Forget it. I am really going to seriously apply. I wrote it in my journal. I said, Big Brother is doing casting calls. I am going to apply this year. I'm just going to put it out there and hope that something comes back. They went with the all-star cast last season because of COVID. And then I got a call this year. And I was like, somebody is joking. Somebody is playing on my phone. This is not real. And and it was real, but I've always wanted to do it. I'm not a big TV person. You will come to my house. My house is quiet. I never have my TV on. I don't watch reality shows. I don't watch anything really except Big Brother. And I'm such a Big Brother fan that I will watch old seasons from back in the day just because I'm like, I gotta have something to do. I just love it. I just love the strategizing, the gaming, the manipulation. I just love it.
You're from Detroit, right?
I am. I'm from Detroit, yes.
Okay. And you born and raised in Detroit or?
Yep, I was born in Detroit. I went to school in the suburbs. My grandmother, my maternal mother raised me in Southfield. So I went to all of my schools I went to in Southfield. Then I went to school in Atlanta, Clark Atlanta University. Shout out to Clark CAU. And then when I moved back to the city. My grandmother, my paternal grandmother, had a house in Detroit. I went and stayed with her. And then she ended up leaving me her house. I raised my son there for a couple of years until my business kind of took off. I have a mobile phlebotomy service. I know they cast me as a phlebotomist, but I actually am as self-employed. I have my own phlebotomy business. I'm an entrepreneur since 2013.
But what does that mean, mobile?
So what that means is I actually go from home to home. So my business will come directly to you. Instead of like, you got to get some blood work done. You need some laboratory work done. I will dispatch phlebotomists out to your home or to your work so that you don't have to be inconvenienced with your time to just go in and have it done. And then we'll take it to the lab of your choice. So I've been doing that for a long time. And when COVID hit, it just really took off. And I was already ahead of the game because it was something I was already doing. When COVID hit, people were definitely not leaving their homes. And I was like, oh, I've been prepared for this for years. So then I moved my son out to the suburb. I moved him out to Birmingham, and he totally loves it. It was a great move for both of us. And I think it really helped add to my story, which was another thing that Big Brother liked in my audition, so that they got to see that I've always been a hustler, motivated, always winning, always trying to be better. So I think that helped add another layer to my story.
So you spoke about, you know, you were excited when you got the call and you thought that someone was playing on your phone. So what was the call like? What did they say to you?
So I always answer my phone because I am a businesswoman and I never know where, you know, someone could be calling me from. But it was not a local call. It's not saved in my phone at all. But I answered it. I'm at my kitchen sink doing my dishes. And I answer and they go, hey, is this Tiffany? And I'm like, is this she who's calling? And they were like, this is blank from Big Brother. And I'm like, is this a joke? And they were like, no, I'm serious. And I was like, this is who? And they told me, and I was like, and you're calling from where? And they were like, Big Brother. And I was like, are you kidding? And he was like, no. And I was like, wait, can I scream? As long as you're by yourself, because everything is super, super, super confidential. And I was like, oh my God. I was just like so dope and so excited. Yeah. So, you know, not to give any secrets away because we are still under contract, so I can only tell so much. But I will say that the conversation just wanted to let me know that my tape had been received. They were very interested in getting to know more about me. I had, you know, after that, just asking me more questions about going into detail about my story, because in the video I submitted, I did do a video submission because I was going to do an in-person audition. I was going to go to PA to do it. They were not coming to audition in Detroit. And so I was going to go to PA and do that. But then COVID shut all of the open calls down. So I had to submit a video. And I would suggest that anyone interested in applying to Big Brother do a video because they get to watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
You get to watch it again. You get to redo it as many times as you want. I really thought I was going to be better in person. I don't know the difference, but now having done a video, I think that I would have frozen up in person. So doing the video was best. But they just asked me more questions about the things I talked about in a 3-minute video. You have to be able to narrow your life story down or what you find interesting about you down to 3 minutes. And so after that conversation, I was informed that I had made it into the next round and I would be going through another round of interviews. And I was just, you know, you're always auditioning. You're always selling yourself. I was never confident that I was even on the show until even after I got my key. I was like, is this real? So does this mean I'm going or not? I didn't even know.
Yeah. Wow. So the first call was just to let you know that they were interested in you and that they liked you.
Yeah.
And then you had to, you know, so how long was the process? I mean, I know you can't give a lot out, but like how long was the process from that call to when you actually...
Oh, there are like 6 interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. I think the process typically starts in like March or April to get the ball rolling. And then the show aired in and I think that was pushed back from because of COVID. But the show didn't air until July. But yeah, there's a long process. You go through weeks of not hearing anything. And then you do hear something and it's just a little bit. It's like, hey, sign this. And it's like, oh, OK. All right. Hey, sign this. I'm like, did I make it? No, not yet, but sign this. Like, hey, okay.
It's funny because it's like, you know, when you audition for something and you kind of forget about it, at least me, you know, because there's different things that I've done and I forget about them. And then, you know, when you get that call, it becomes real to you, you know, because before it's just like something that you're doing. And it's like, OK, you know, they might like me. And if they don't, oh, well. But when you get the call and you see that they like you and they're looking at you, did you have the anticipation like, when are they going to call me? Am I going to make it?
Oh, my goodness. So I manifested this journey. I wrote it down in my journal. I told myself last year, 2020, February, that when they had this open call, I was like, I'm going on Big Brother this year. This is my year. It's 2020. This is the season to get it done. I'm going to have to make preparations for my son, my business. I'm going to make preparations for this and that. I have all of this written in my journal. I was so intentional about getting on this show and winning. I was like, I'm definitely going to win. And you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to win. I was like, I'm winning this show.
Because you were supposed to win. But anyway.
This is for me. I know. And so I just really was like, I was so determined that I was going to go. So when I filmed my video, I sent it in and I was really confident in the video. I did it myself. I did the video using iMovie. So I don't know if anybody out there is an Apple user, but iMovie put together a nice little audition tape for me. I dropped in pictures. I dropped in video and then I did the voiceover. So, you know, it worked. It got their attention. And when I did not hear anything towards the time that I felt that auditions would have taken place, I was like, well, I guess I didn't make it. But then when I started watching Big Brother 22, I realized that they went with the all-star cast, which only made sense because it was COVID. And I was like, okay, I don't feel shafted so much because maybe they just did not. Of course, they didn't take anybody new. But this year, I remember saying, oh my gosh, this was around the time of year that I was preparing my audition tape for Big Brother. And I thought about it. Like, I mean, and I did a lot. Like I wrote out scripts. I looked up how to get casted. I did everything to try to put together my best pitch for auditioning for this. So it was
you took it serious.
It was a job. I took it very seriously.
Yeah.
And so I did my best. And that was my thing. I was like, I'm going to do my best. And if that doesn't work, then that's fine. At least I know I tried. But I remember saying this year, like, well, this was around the time that I auditioned last year and I didn't get a call. I was like, are you going to audition for Big Brother this year? And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm doing so well. My business is doing good. I don't know if I am or not. Before I could even really think about it, I got the call.
So you are a mom.
I am, yes.
Okay. Son named Christian.
Of course, yes.
Listen, I watch, right? but so once you got the call and you knew you were going to be on Big Brother, were you allowed to tell your son that you were going on the show?
Nope, but I told him anyway.
Okay, that's right. That's a mom, though.
So I told him anyway.
So what was it like when you told him, like, hey, you know, your mom's leaving and I'm going to win this show, so I'm going to be gone for some weeks. What was his response?
My son, if no one knows, my son completely knows how much of a Big Brother super fan I am and how serious I was about wanting to go on the show, because he helped me film my video and he helped me with my speech for my audition tape. I kept reading it to him, going over stuff. We were trying to figure out, should I rap it? I was really trying to get noticed.
Yeah, he was giving you ideas.
He was. And so, and he's so cool. I really considered everything that he said. So he knew how serious I was. So after I got the call, I was like, Christian, you are sworn to secrecy. You cannot even tell your friends. And he's such a boy. He does not care. He will not talk. He will not tell. He's so cool. He's nothing like me. He was like, cool, Mom, I'm not telling anybody. I was like, Christian, I got a call from Big Brother. And he was like, what? And I was like, I did. I really got a call from Big Brother, Christian. I really think I'm going. He gave me the courage and the motivation I needed. He was like, no, Mom, you are going. He was like, you're going. They're going to want you. You're going to do well. He just always spoke the affirmations into me to believe that this is exactly what I was going to do, to not even think twice about it. He's like, no, Mom, you are going and I will be fine. If it was not for his encouragement and his belief in his support, and, or, you know, and just him being so mature about the situation and being okay that I was going to be gone, I would not have been able to be that successful, because I was just so at peace with knowing that he was encouraging me and rooting for me to go.
Hey, man, like, I love that. I love how, you know, it's funny how you can raise a child, but then at times it's like the child is the parent sometimes.
Yeah, he was pushing me. He was like, you got this. Like, even when I was competing in the comps, all I could hear is my son saying, you got this, Mom. You got this. He is always my biggest supporter. He just encouraged me the whole time throughout the entire process. Don't worry about me, Mom. I'm good. I'm like, okay.
Okay, you get the call. You now know that you're on Big Brother. You get into the house. You walk in for the first time. Julie Chen, you talk to her. She lets you guys in the house, right?
Yes.
What was your first thought? Because now you're seeing everyone. What were you thinking when you saw everyone?
Unbelievable. I still get goosebumps. I remember being on the stage with Julie. That was exciting, but nothing was more exciting than when we walked through that door and I was in the house. I just could not believe that I was in that house, that I have dreamed about being in this house. I told myself I was going to be in this house. I'm like, I am in this house. Like, this is the Big Brother house. Is wild, but the minute you walk in the door, the game is on. You never have time to even think about where you are and what you're doing. Like, sometimes I would be able to lay in my bed and go, oh my God, I'm in the Big Brother house. But the minute I walked in the door, we walked through the house, we walked through the backyard, and I look up to the balcony in the backyard and I see all these beautiful people. Now, let me tell you, y'all know it takes a minute for me to catch on to stuff. I thought these people were models. I thought they were the audience. I was like, look at this group of beautiful audience members they brought in for us. That's so dope. And lo and behold, it's the rest of the house guests. The first person I saw was Ozla. She was just glowing. She had this beautiful orange dress on and her hair was just immaculate. Her skin was beautiful. And I was like, oh my God, there's a whole queen in here. I thought I was going to come in here and serving, but she is just coming in here serving off rip. So it was exhilarating and it was intimidating all at the same time, because everyone was so beautiful, so ready. And you just always feel like, I felt like, okay, I thought I was prepared for this. What if all of these people are more prepared than me?
Yeah. So just from first looks, right? Or like first day, first week or whatever, is there anyone that you thought would do better than they did?
Frenchie.
Frenchie, wow. You thought Frenchie was going to do well?
I did. He's an older guy. People usually, he said that the older guys go first, but I've seen the older guys last. I thought that he would last. He was pretty cool. He was funny. He had won. He won the first HOH, which puts you in a lot of power. So I really expected Frenchie to do well. He's the one person I thought would go further. And still, I started to see his game unravel week one. And then I was like, by week two, I was like, when are we getting Frenchie out?
Yep. I mean, but, you know, watching it on this side is totally different because, you know, I was watching the live feeds and all of that stuff. But I knew that Frenchie would not last because he was He was like erratic, you know, in the decisions that he made.
He was very erratic. And that was when I knew I needed to play a really smart game. That's when I turned my game on for real and was like, okay, if I did not know what my strategy was, I know what it is now. It's stay away from the drama. When he was doing one-on-ones and people were going up to his room and they wanted to talk to him, as long as nobody was saying my name, I didn't want to talk to nobody. I was like, oh, he has one-on-ones. I'm about to sit right here.
When I looked at the cast, it was just something about you. It seemed very real and very genuine, right? And listen, I'm not saying it's just to, you know, blow your head up, because if I didn't like you, I would say it.
Okay.
But when I'm just being serious. But when I saw you, it was just something relatable. And then it was like other dots kept connecting. Like, oh, she's from Detroit. Oh, wow. That's like, it's cool, you know? Yeah. So let's set the record straight, right?
Yeah.
Who created the cookout? Because it's all of this. I know you saw it online where people are saying, no, it was Derek. It wasn't Tiffany, right? I know what you did do for sure. And we're going to get to that in a moment. Mm-hmm. But who was the creator of the cookout?
I must give credit where credit is due. I will say that Derek did do something that all of us were thinking. We all looked at the room and recognized that there are five other Black people in this room besides me.
Yeah.
I definitely cannot be one to target them. And I knew that when I saw the amount of color, I was like, okay, it's a lot of us up in here. I cannot target these people because I'm not about to get dragged by America for getting out the Black people. And then just not even win the game. Can you imagine? Like, oh, I wanted to be a Black winner, but then I go and target everybody Black and then I get kicked out and we still don't have one. So, you know, I was like, I definitely will not be the one targeting anybody Black. And so from there, we all said that. And even Chada walked up to me day one and was like, you know, we are all working together. We all have to work together, right? I was like, absolutely. What's understood doesn't have to be said. And we knew we were on a live feed. We did not really know how it would be received. So we didn't want to talk about it too much. But Derek did go around to each one of us and just confirm. He said to me, I've talked to everybody else. We're all on the same page. We're all working together. And I was like, cool. We're all working together. And so then Xavier came by a little later and was like, the cookout. I was like, what cookout? He's like, that's what we call it. I was like, oh, okay, the cookout. So then I knew that we were called the cookout. But at that point, it was really just an understanding. It was not necessarily an alliance. We just understood that we weren't targeting each other and that we wanted to help each other to get to the end. But that was week one. That was day one. And that was week one. And we were really just having a desire and a hope to get six of us to the end. I think some people were thinking, well, as long as we get four. And we did not have a plan. We just knew that we didn't want to target each other. By week three, when I came up with the master plan, is when, because we now had a plan, we were able to put it in motion. And that's when it became real.
Tiffany, listen, that wasn't just a plan. Like, people plan a lot of stuff, right? That was a thorough, it was a master plan, truly, because it was like, you know, when I was sitting there, like, I rewinded again. And I was just like, wait, what the hell did she say? Hold on a second. Like, a pawn. I was like, oh, man. So everybody's going to have a friend and everyone's going to have a pawn. And then I was just like, wow. And that person will go. I mean, it was just amazing. I mean, being a person, like I said, that watches Big Brother on so many different types of Big Brothers on, you know, the UK and all of that. To see this, right? And to see it come from a Black woman, it felt good, you know. It really did, because you know, people oftentimes say that, you know, we are not smart, we don't think, and all of this good stuff, right? But to see a Black woman so eloquently execute a plan and to sit everyone down individually, explain to them the plan, right, and then for it to happen was amazing. It was amazing, and it felt so good. Like, being a lover of Big Brother and seeing the cookout and to see every week, like, different people go home and it wasn't you guys. And listen, I mean, I want you guys to understand what it felt like at home, right? Yeah. Because we were rooting for you guys. Like, we were like, no, is Aza going to turn? Is Aza going to vote for Brittany? She's going to keep Brittany here. No, oh my God, what's going to go on? Oh, she's going to keep Claire. She's not going to let Claire go, you know?
Yeah.
It was like stressful because it's like, I don't even know you guys, but when you're watching Big Brother, you get consumed with the live feeds and all of these people, right?
Oh yeah. So Tiffany, I was a live feeder.
I just want to say I am so proud of you. So proud of you. I'm so proud of the Cookout collectively.
Thank you.
You know, I really, really am. And I just want to make sure you understand that, because you're still in the abyss right now. You're still probably pinching yourself, you know.
I am.
But you deserve everything that God is about to give you, truly. And I cannot wait to see you on All Stars and see you on other stuff too.
Thank you.
So listen,
yes.
Now we got to get into it, right?
Okay.
I know you guys have made up, but how did you feel, Tiffany, when you saw how Derek had talked about you?
Honestly, Amir, I have not seen the things yet.
Oh.
I don't know. I saw one clip of him outside with Azza saying, I want to leave the Cookout. I'm not going to be in it. I can't work with her anymore. I cut it off. I didn't get to see the whole thing. I was like, no, I want to watch it in sequential order. I am watching the episodes back now.
Anyway, we can definitely move past that. I was just really interested in that. It's like now week four, right? Mm-hmm. The Cookout is developed. The show is going on. You know, you guys are feeling safe. I forget who was the HOH at that time.
That got us down to six. It was Hannah. Hannah won the double eviction and that sent Alyssa out. And so she was the outgoing HOH when we got down to six.
Question about that too. DX, he was the first person who said, it seems like all the white people are leaving, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever say, okay, the Cookout can be instead of just being black members, it can be people of color? Did you ever think about that?
We did want that, you know.
Okay.
It didn't start that way, but I fell in love with DX and I was like, why can't he be a part of it? And then I think at that point it would have been, I'm sure Xavier wanted to say that about Alyssa, but I think that people did not want to include like DX, because DX would have just came and wiped everything out. DX would have won.
Yes.
So
he
it's
was a
almost
great player.
Like he was going to go at the, he was going to go before all of us anyway. So it's like, you know, he in the Cookout, but he ain't in the Cookout.
He's like, he's one of those that's invited to the Cookout, but you got
to
go home a little early.
I freaking love him. You know, we would not have stood a chance, but that would have been a chance that we would have been willing to take. Like, you know, Xavier was just as big of a threat. I think that it was just something that we formed day one, and we wanted to make sure that the winner would be black.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if that offends anyone, but our unity, just because we expressed a unity does not mean that we wanted to divide. That was not the case. There has never been a black winner on a regular season of Big Brother, but there has been an Asian winner. There have been winners of other ethnicities, but there's never been a black one. And so I think we all came in wanting to see the next black winner. And the only way to ensure that was for us to make sure that none of the black people got evicted before we got to the end. And so it had nothing to do with color or anyone else that we and us not wanting to work with them, because a lot of those evictions really hurt us to the core, and a lot of those evictions were people that we were closer to than the members of
the Cookout. People in the Cookout.
Yes. Yep. And so and we just had to do what we had to do, and it was never meant to offend or hurt anyone. And I've seen people say, well, this person had the wrong color skin. It doesn't have to do with the color skin. They can take the color skin out of it, because everybody has different color shades of skin. We wanted someone of African American descent, and just like when other cultures stick together, you'll see a lot of communities and cultures stick together. No one throws one stone at them for sticking together. But the minute and members of the African American community want to stick together, we are accused of something, or we become
a threat.
Yeah, a threat. And so it's unfortunate that every other community can stand together unified, and they're not being unified to differentiate or to divide anyone. But when we stand together, oh, you're trying to create division. That is not what it means. And that's ignorance on other people's part. And it's not my responsibility to educate them. They will have to educate themselves.
these are things that you didn't see because you were in the house. But once the cookout came out, it was mayhem.
People were like, oh yes.
People were like, CBS should not allow this. They should, you know, this is racist and all of this. And I said, well, how is the cookout lying to racist? Like, this is truly me. I'm online, you know, because I'm happy the cookout is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how is the cookout alliance racist? And people said, well, it's all black people. And I said, well, what is an alliance? An alliance is a group of like-minded individuals that come together for a common goal, right? And they were like, well, yeah, but that's not right. And I'm like, is it? I'm like, it's been female alliances.
Yeah.
It's been male alliances.
That's
and
true.
It's been all white alliances.
That's very true.
And it's been all white alliances. Why? Because it wasn't.
There was no black in there.
So I'm very happy, and I want to say this, and it's no disrespect to Big Brother. I'm happy that they were very inclusive, and they, you know, had a nice amount of people of color on the show. But it's sad that it took this in order for a black winner to be.
It is. And, you know, maybe that will give other networks an opportunity to look at themselves and see what they're doing, because we would have never had to band together so strongly if there would have been more opportunities in the past for us to have won. And, you know, I think that this may be a movement that they move forward with. Now, I don't know what it'll look like for other seasons when black players come in. It's like,
they're going to get them all off first, like vote them
if
out.
If it's ever six, they know it's a problem. I don't know. But I always kept saying, like, I think we might have broken Big Brother.
Definitely. But, you know, I don't think people give you enough props for, and it, well, I was going to say Xavier, but I feel like at that point, you know, we saw on the back end, like, he was very upset at you. And I don't think he appreciated enough that you sent Claire home.
No.
That confirmed the six.
Yeah. No, they, you
and
know,
you knew what you were doing.
I did.
When you did that. And the thing about it was, I was so upset with him and some of the things that he was maneuvering and saying that he was doing and making back end deals and stuff, right? That I was like, man, I wish she would just keep him and send, you know, keep her and send somebody else home. But I knew that you couldn't.
I couldn't.
Because the thing about it was bigger than you.
Yeah.
And once you secured the six, it was like everywhere. Like, people who don't even watch Big Brother were like, man, you know, six people are in the top at Big Brother, you know?
Yeah.
And people started watching because for us, it was like an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand, is that in this world, there's still things that we get excited about when it happens to us, because we're so looked over and so picked over that something like six people on a television show,
strangers,
can make us so happy.
Yeah. Strangers from all over sticking together. I mean, there were plenty of people. Even my family was like, girl, we was like, Keith Claire.
Yeah.
And but they, you know, they also told me that they were like, we know you, and we knew that you couldn't do that. We knew that you just weren't gonna do it. And I couldn't do it. Now, I'll say this, I couldn't be the first. Now, if somebody else
would have did it, that's
somebody
right.
Somebody else would have broken it up. I would have been like, okay, now it's game on. But I couldn't be the first. Y'all wasn't about to drag me through the river and through the woods.
But it wasn't even about dragging you. I just think that you, if you would have done it, you would have felt guilty.
Oh, yes.
Because
I would
it
have.
Was bigger than
have.
Us.
I would. Yeah. I would. And that was why I was very confident in knowing that I was going to make that decision. People will ask me, did you ever think anything different? And I didn't. I really am a person who tries my best to make the right decisions, because I am the one who has to live with those. I've laid in my bed enough nights regretting decisions I've made before, just throughout my life. And as I've gotten older, I've tried to make myself a promise of not making the same mistakes twice. So I really try to make the best decisions that I can go to sleep on. It may not be the best decisions for everyone else, but typically I put myself after I look at how it affects everyone else. And I could not make that decision to break up the cookout. That was not going to be on my conscience.
Watching Big Brother, I always see the house, and sometimes it's clean, sometimes it's dirty. What were some of the things that you didn't like about the house?
Oh, that one bathroom stall we all had to share together. That was like, ugh. The first couple of weeks, I was like, oh, I cannot believe I got to use the bathroom behind all of these people. I expected it to be a lot harder to get to the bathroom. I had a house that just had me, my son. We had one bathroom and his friends would come over. I remember waiting outside the door like, oh my God, I gotta wait for them to use the bathroom. So having one bathroom in the house with 16 people, I'm never gonna be able to use it. But the funny thing is there was never really a line. I have no idea how there was never really a line for the bathroom, but there was never really a line. I don't like messes. Messes really like drive me nuts. Funny thing about it is coming out of that house, I'm a little scared because now they don't drive me so crazy. So I'm a little nervous about my own self.
What did you love about the house?
Probably the backyard. It was a great luxury. We did not get it all the time. I love the California weather. I never have to leave LA. I can just be here for the rest of my life. I love being able to go outside, lay by the pool, play pool, just soaking up the sun. I really do love the heat. I enjoyed that. The lights in the house are so bright. Now I can do without all of those lights. The lights are tremendously bright. That's why you'll see us walk around with sunglasses on a lot, because the lights are so bright.
Yeah. Once you guys were in the top six, you left the next week. Who did you think was going to win then?
I said that if you guys kick me out at six, first of all, it's not your smartest move, but you must want Xavier to win. Like, Xavier's gonna win this. Even though I felt that Kai was playing a great Big Brother game, I felt that Xavier had the respect of the jury and that he was gonna give anybody a run for their money. So I definitely thought Xavier would win, but I felt that Kai was playing a great Big Brother game. His jury management wasn't as good as Xavier's, but his gameplay was Big Brother all the way.
I think you had a good rapport with everyone in the house, except for Derek. Derek was the only one. He was the only one that I think that may not have voted for you. And I don't know if you saw, but he said that no one voted for him in the jury because they were jealous. Did you see that?
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Yeah, it was so funny to vote to evoke to evict.
I sadly to evoke.
And when you guys said that, I almost lost it. But since you're from Detroit,
yes,
I want to do some either or. Ready?
Okay.
All right. So let's see.
Okay, don't make me look bad. What's up?
You'll make yourself look bad, because if you're from Detroit, you have to know these things.
Right.
So you can only pick one.
Okay.
Even if you like multiple, you have to only pick one.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Better Made Barbecue, Better Made Hot, or Better Made Plain?
Better Made Barbecue.
That's what's up. See, I didn't even have to say it. That's a Detroiter. We know Better Made.
Orange bag. I do like the red bag, but sometimes the mugs be too hot. But I can always
too
hot. Eat
you
an orange
can't enjoy
bag.
It.
Yeah.
Listen, I live in New York right now, so when I go back home and visit in Detroit, I bring back like 3 to 4 bags of Better Made barbecue chips.
Yes.
Listen, if you never had Better Made barbecue chips,
get you some.
Gotta try them. Listen, it's a real trip chip. It's a hearty chip.
Dang.
And it's just flavored so nicely. But anyway. So, Faygo Red, Faygo Peach, or Faygo Cola?
Oh, Faygo Red.
Faygo Red, that's right. I didn't say strawberry, I didn't say cherry. I said Faygo Red.
Yeah.
Coney Dog or chili fries?
Ooh, chili fries.
Chili fries.
Cheese fries, yeah. Make it real nasty. Put some ketchup.
You gotta have it all. Like, you take the fork and you stir it up a little bit.
Yes, you do. Yes, yes. And you gotta and you eat those ready. With a plastic fork too. You just got
in the styrofoam container that it comes in. You don't take it out. You keep it right in the styrofoam container.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. All right. So, Joy Road, 8 Mile, or Woodward?
Oh, I'm gonna have to go 8 Mile.
Why?
Because that's where my house is off of 8 Mile, right between 7 and 8, Myers Road.
Okay. All right.
I can't do exit 9. Sure. You ain't about to get me on exit 9. I'm straight. You have to meet me somewhere else.
Listen,
I don't care if you want to go to Starters. We could go to Starters downtown.
Starters downtown, the best one to go to. Okay. A couple more.
Okay.
So, Aaliyah, Anita Baker, or Aretha Franklin?
Detroit gonna kill me. I love Anita. I love Anita. I love Aaliyah as a person. On a personal level, I love Aaliyah.
Yeah.
music, I'm so old school. I was raised by my grandparents. Anita played in my house from a child to a teenager to a grown-up. Aaliyah played in my house for a few years, but I love Aaliyah on a personal level, but musically, it's Anita.
That's what's up. Ford, GM, or Chrysler?
Oh, GM. I need a GM. Vet.
Yep, I go with you on that. All right, just a couple more. Kwame Kilpatrick, Coleman Young, or Dennis Archer?
Oh, Detroit, don't come for me. I like Kwame.
Me too, man. I love Kwame. And he, you know, he's ministering now, right?
I know he is. I tuned in. I like Kwame.
Listen, I would vote for him again. I mean, I like Kwame.
He probably learned his lesson.
So, Pistons, the Lions, or the Tigers?
I'm going neither, but I'm going to go with the Tigers. At least they be winning. Shut up, Tiffany. You ain't supposed to ask me these questions, Amir.
Why not? Listen, being from Detroit and I have another Detroiter that's on here, I got to put you through it a little bit. Come on now. Because other people are probably listening like, what are they
talking
about?
The Lions will get your hopes up. Listen, I was a diehard Lions fan. I was Lions every Sunday. Even my son knows. But damn, let me tell you, I don't like disappointment. I will cheer for the Lions, but I'm not watching.
Yeah, because you'll be sitting there like, okay, we got it.
Lost. It's the greatest disappointment ever.
Listen, it is. And you sit there and you just say, okay, well, maybe next time or maybe next year.
I have taken my son to football games. The biggest heartbreak, I took him to that Green Bay game. And the quarterback threw that Hail Mary. I was like, Christian, get your shit and let's go.
Let's go. I feel you. I totally feel you. All right. So let's see. Motor City, MGM, or Greektown Casino?
MGM.
MGM. Why MGM?
I just like MGM. I'm not even a gambler at all, really. I've been to Greektown. I like the ambiance of MGM just a little better.
Okay. I can feel that. And this last one, I didn't even see some of these because of my age. So you may not have either because I think they might be a little... before our time, but it was Contempo, The Scene, and The New Dance Show.
That is so funny, but I am always, always going for The New Dance Show. Are you
new
kidding me?
Dance Show.
I will watch The Don't New hurt Dance em. Show right now.
With RJ Watkins.
Yes, I will watch The New Dance. You can YouTube The New Dance Show and you can see those New Dance Show clips. The New Dance Show is hilarious. Don't invite your friends over and be on one and just turn on The New Dance Show. It is more comical than SNL.
When I used to watch The New Dance Show, the thing that was most comical was the commercials. Watts, Mozambique.
Okay, and Henry's Palace.
Henry's Palace, Molly and Molly, Shrimp Shack, and all those commercials, man. It was amazing seeing those commercials.
Yes.
So before I let you go, Tiffany, I want to first thank you again and congratulate you on being America's favorite player.
Thank you.
I don't know if you would have won before because a lot of people love the DX, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so if you would have made it, I think maybe to like final two or final three.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would have won that, right?
I don't think so either. I needed some vindication. And so America wanted to vindicate me. So I have no regrets. That's the only reason I'm still friends with Kylan because... I know it's all because I got sent out in sixth. America's like, no, she deserved better. So thank you, America.
We campaigned for it. We was like, nah, listen, we got it. Because it was like, man, you guys are six because of Tiffany. Well, not just because you, but you made the deciding vote. So it was like for you to go out so quick. It was just like the mastermind is gone. It's like, what are you guys going to do now? Like,
nothing. I know they was bored. She's orchestrated and moved.
So yeah, it was so good to see that you won. And this is no disrespect to Xavier, but for a lot of people you are our winner, you know, and we look at you as our winner and as our queen. And we can't wait to see you in All Stars and all of that good stuff. So is it anything you would like to say to all of the people who supported you and who've been pulling for you and who love you?
Absolutely. You know, I came on this show just as a regular person. I first want to say, believe in yourself and go and live your dream. No matter what it is you want to do, you can accomplish anything. The winner is inside of you. You need no one else but you to accomplish your goals. You just have to believe in yourself and take the steps forward to do that. I next want to thank each and every person out there who followed, who loved, who liked, who enjoyed, who supported, who watched, who believed in me. I really sincerely thank you. I know what it's like to be on the other side of that screen, watching, cheering, rooting, loving, admiring. I really do try to reach out and connect with the people that follow me and comment, except for the negative comments. But I even appreciate the fact that they're giving me their opinion. I definitely try to interact with my followers. If you want to continue following me, or if you don't know how to find me, you can follow me on Twitter at Absolutely Tiff. You can follow me on Instagram at Absolutely Gorgeous 100. And you can also find me on TikTok at Absolutely_Tiff. I do thank all of America who was encouraging me and who voted for me. I could not have been America's favorite player without you. Being America's favorite player meant so much to me because it took America to get that vote. And I know you guys worked very hard. Thanks to everyone who was pushing for me to get those votes, all of the streams that were going out for me. I truly appreciate it.
You know, I know I said that was the last question, but what's next for you? Because I know people have had to be reaching out to you.
I've had some people reach out to me. I mean, after having a camera in your face for 100 days and mic'd up for 100 days, I think that I like the camera. So if hopefully somebody would be like, let's get her on TV to do whatever. I have no idea. But I love people. I love asking questions. I love getting information. I love learning and learning about people. So maybe hosting or a podcast or something might be in my future. Maybe CBS wants me to come back. I don't know, but I am open.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
Thank you, Amir. And anytime, you know how to reach me. I enjoyed you. You were great to talk to.
Thank you so much.
All right, Amir.
Such an awesome person with a great big future. For more on Tiffany Mitchell, you can follow her on Instagram at AbsolutelyGorgeous100 or on Twitter at AbsolutelyTiff and on YouTube at Tiffany Mitchell. Happy Black History Month, everyone. That's our show for today. The music used during the interview of this episode was produced by Fire Lord, The Fifth Perspective. Thank you for listening to the What's Your Thoughts on This podcast. We truly appreciate your support. Our show is produced by Amir Ali. Our theme song was written by Amir Ali, produced by Adrian Brundy, and performed by Enrico Dells. If you would like to be a guest on our show, or if you have a question or you want to provide some feedback, send an email to WYTOTpodcast@gmail.com. Our podcast is available on all platforms, so make sure you subscribe to our show and follow us on social media. Be well, be safe, and be blessed. Until next time.